you ever have a really, really bad date? Just went completely and absolutely 100% horribly wrong. What was it? Give us a text, 51552, just a matter of interest, or give us a call at 1850-715-922. I'll tell you why, because there's a new craze. Now, we've all heard about speed dating, you know, where you sit down for 30 seconds and you go, you tell the person everything. I'm an airline pilot, I own two Ferraris, I have $3.5 million in the bank, people think I look like George Clooney. Yeah, it's all lies, but 30 seconds, huh? There's a new one out, it's called silent dating. I kid you not. You go into a room, 10 guys, 10 girls. At the very start, you're clearly single. At the start, you jump up and down. It's one of these... It just sounds completely crazy. Anyway, but you jump up and down in front of the people, shaking your arms in the air, and you just make a couple of strange sounds, like one of the sounds they say is you shout oogly boogly. So you're jumping up and down for it, going oogly boogly, oogly boogly, boogly boogly boogly. You're a grown adult, but you're single, so you're desperate. Oogly boogly boogly boogly, bam. Then you stop, and the person that you're looking at right across, you stare at them for 30 seconds and it's silent dating, and you decide then after that 30 seconds whether you want to move on. There's a girl, actually, she's in the mail and she describes it, and she okay, this is it. Actually, it's for a minute. God, 30 seconds would be hell. A minute is hell on earth. Anyway, she stopped, looked across, and there was Beardy. That's it. This is the way she describes the guy. Beardy looks at me and smiles, pointing to my dangly earrings and putting his thumbs up. Ooh, I don't know what to do, so I just might put my thumbs up as well. Then we just stand there, twiddling our thumbs as the minute goes by. Slowly but surely it goes by. And then... a bell goes off and you move to the next guy. The next guy, apparently, he was a little bit more inventive. He motioned to ask if I play the piano by doing that sort of playing piano thing with your hands, which I'm doing at the moment, but it's radio, so it doesn't really work that well. Or does it? Anyway, so that, you know that idea. So he did, for a minute, he just stood there pretending he was playing an invisible piano. And this girl looked at him going, no, I don't play the piano. You can stop now. How can you stop an invisible piano? I'm in the middle of the song. So I'm just thinking, if you're there at this particular moment in time, let's just try invisible dating, that's good. Let's just try silent dating. Invisible dating is 2014. Silent dating. So you've got somebody, just try this. Somebody you're working with at this very moment in time, somebody in the car, somebody in the office, somebody on the bus, somebody wherever you are, for 30 seconds, see how awkward it is just to look at somebody for 30 seconds and not to say anybody. This is silent dating on the radio. I'm up, fancy kiss. Now, first dates that went wrong. Colin, my best first date was with a young woman who I was convinced was married as she wore the rings. Oh, she asked me out and I thought, what the heck? I'm with her forever since and we're married 13 years with three children. The rings she wore were, as I found out later, her late grandmother's. Okay, that worked out well. Colin, my first date was going to see Cannonball Run and spending the entire film talking about cars. This one-sided conversation continued on over a pizza. I didn't even know if she liked cars. Okay. Colin, me and my boyfriend went to the zoo on our first date. We had a great day and we go back every 5 years. Oh, that's because I was giving out, because somebody texted in saying their first date and it went all wrong. First date was they went to the zoo, and I'm just thinking that is just, oh, they go back every year 5 years later. Oh, okay. I'm sure that all the animals are going, hi, how are you? Welcome back again. Any nuts? Here, I'll show you my bottom again. That's the orangutan for you. But I think just going to the zoo as a first date, I'm not on that one at all. Niamh, how are you?
Hi, Colin, how are you?
How are you today?
I'm good, thank you.
This is a date that went particularly bad.
Yeah, it was bad.
Okay.
It was bad.
How long ago were we talking there?
Oh, we're going back a good while. I was in my early 20s.
Okay. And did he ask you out or did you ask him out?
He asked me out.
Okay, did you like him?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did.
Okay, so were you sort of waiting? Were you encouraging him?
Oh, no, well, I wouldn't say that, but yeah.
So off
probably
you,
was.
Off you go on the day. What happened?
Well, he asked me, did I mind if we met a couple of people in the pub? And I thought this was a great sign because he wanted to introduce me to his friends.
Lovely.
And I thought this was fantastic. And we rocked up at the pub and his parents were there.
Sorry, his parents were the people he wanted you to meet?
His parents were the people at the pub.
Mum and dad?
Mum and dad, in all their glory.
Why?
I don't know. Well, I knew he lived at home. But I thought that was fine because, like, we were both still very young and I still lived at home.
Yeah.
And most of us did. And so that was grand. And he talked a lot about his parents. Like, he was very close to them and all this. But, like, first date and his parents were there. And it was just so awkward and uncomfortable. And his mum, they were lovely now, I have to say. They were two lovely people. But not on a first date. I mean, I didn't even know him, let alone his parents.
And did they stay for the entire date?
Yes.
Sorry, did you stay for the entire date?
Yes, because I was an idiot. I seriously considered walking out, but he knew where I lived. So
I know where you live.
Well, not in that way, but like, you know, sorry, we lived near each other.
Okay.
So we knew, kind of knew each other. And they were lovely, but his mom kept, like, she almost, you could almost hear her tutting every time we ordered a drink.
Oh, yeah.
And she would say, she said to him, oh, no, don't have any more to drink now. You don't want to be flighty. And I hadn't heard the word flighty in my
life.
Flighty?
You know what? You don't want to be flighty.
You don't want to start getting flighty. I'll never forget that.
I love
don't
that.
Don't start getting flighty. And I was like, oh, God.
And did they know that this was your first date with their son?
I think so, because it wasn't a date. It was an interview. It was like an interview. Like, you know, when you hear in the movies, we say, what are your intentions towards my son? That was almost what it was like.
Oh, I got you. So if that interview went particularly well, then he could get flighty.
We were talking the exchange of cattle after that, I reckon. Yeah, and dowries and how much land my father had or something. I mean, that's what we were getting to after.
Did they check your teeth?
Probably. She was sitting across from me, so she was counting them.
There's a lock there now at your teeth. See how you keep them. It's always a good sign in your teeth and
probably,
ties.
Probably checking my hips as I was walking to the
good childbearing hips there. Right, son, get flighty with her. Off you go.
Flighty.
I love that. Flighty.
I still don't know what would have happened if he had gotten. I always want to know what would have happened if he had gotten flighty, because I don't know what flighty means.
Maybe he can fly.
I wonder what's the good thing.
So how long did this? This is like a sitcom now. This is actually sort of like Ricky Gervais in The Office or something.
It was more painful. If somebody had jumped out with a camera, I would have said, okay, fair enough.
So how long did the night last?
Oh, God. I think closing time was about 11, half 11.
And
I think I used the excuse that I had to be home by 12 or something. I can't remember, but I think I used some really stupid excuse that I had to be home.
I have to be home by 12 or I'll turn into your mother.
You probably made the mother love me even more because I listened to my own parents.
Did he ring you the next day or anything?
Yes, yeah, he did. He a few days later, his mother probably told him not to appear flighty and not to be too eager.
Yeah.
So he rang a few days later, and I must have used every cliche in the book. Like, it wasn't him, it was me, and we were at different stages in life and all this crap.
Yeah, okay.
And he... Well, I'm
washing
sure
my hair, cutting my nails. Yeah.
Going out with my mother.
Yeah. Permanently washing my hair. I'm just trying to wash this man right out of my hair. You know. Great, Niamh. Listen, how are you now with men?
I'm fine now. Yeah. I keep a distance from mothers, but I'm fine now.
Yeah. Any more flighty men?
There's been a few. Oh, I don't know, because I still know what flighty means.
I know, it's great. Listen, do you want to go to Bryan Adams, the Backstreet Boys, or X Factor? This is the X Factor live tour that's over here. I've got a few tickets because it's Christmas and everything.
Oh, I think I'd take my little girl to X Factor, please.
Would she love the X Factor tour, yeah?
Oh, she'd like that.
Okay, there you go. I got a couple of tickets then, and your name is on them now, Niamh.
Oh, thank you, Colin. That's
lovely. Thanks for that. I love that story. That's going to stay with me. And I just, can somebody tell us, what does flighty mean?
Please text in and say, if you've ever gotten flighty, tell me what I was missing.
I love it. It really, that is an episode of a sitcom. Thanks, Niamh.
Okay, Colin,
see
you. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Annette.
Hey, Colin, how are you?
Annette, how are you? You've had a pretty bad date as well.
I'm jealous of Niamh. Niamh had somebody to talk to on her date.
Oh, really?
My God. No, I had a guy that just wouldn't talk.
Okay, bring me to the start, because I need to know how you ended up there. Did he ask you out? Did you ask him out? How did that work out?
We've been out from work on a night out. There was loads of people out, and this guy was in the pub. And at the end of the night, he came over and he asked me for my number. He'd like to meet me for a drink. So I said, okay, fair enough.
And did you like the look of him?
I did. He was a good-looking guy.
Yeah,
good-looking guy. And so I gave him my number, and it was a bit like, no, it's me, it's Kate. The guy from the bar. It was a bit like him. Do you know what I mean? When he actually did start talking to me.
Yeah.
Anyway, arranged to meet him out, went out, and I should have known from the very start, because he wouldn't have a drink. We met in the pub, and he was drinking Coke.
Mm.
And
now, just to say to everybody, before the complaints come in, it's all right. Just drinking Coke
absolutely.
Is all right. But you just think maybe just breaking the ice, because you'd seen him having a pint before.
Exactly. And I'm far from a raging alcoholic myself. But I've never met anybody who needed a drink more. It was painful. Painful, painful, painful.
Why? What was he saying?
If he'd have been saying anything, it would have been better. I was making all of the conversation, I would ask him a question at the end of it, and like leave it open. I'd go, did you see such and such on the news? What did you think of that eventually? And he'd go, oh, yeah, that was bad, all right.
Oh, and that was it?
And that was it. Or, do you come from a big family? I do, yeah. That was it. It was like trying to pull teeth. Mm. It was painful. Painful, painful, painful. So that silent date, actually, I've been on one of them. I was only sure I could stand up and go, boogly, 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 boogly.
That would have been, he probably would have looked at you going, oh, yeah.
He was making plenty of eye contact. There was nothing else going on. Anyway, eventually I just faked a phone call. Phone call button on my phone that made my phone ring. My old phone.
Yeah.
Picked it up, pretended it was the babysitter, told him I had 5 kids. I don't. But I told him, no, the babysitter is there. There's something wrong with my youngest. Have to go. Ran out the door. Yeah. I couldn't get into the taxi quick enough. And I don't know what he was on, because he texted me. He must have thought it went well.
Okay.
He was texting me again. Like me, every excuse. Yeah. I'm just not ready for a relationship.
I love this idea that you had the fake phone. So that's like you dial 9 and your phone rings.
Yeah, and phone rings. Absolutely. That's it. Exactly.
That's a great idea, isn't it?
It was a lifesaver.
There's probably, there's my phone going as well. There you go. I have
the
to go.
Column,
sorry, Annette, this isn't going well. Listen, do you want tickets to go to Bryan Adams or Backstreet Boys?
Bryan Adams,
you got
brilliant. It sounds good.
Bryan Adams will be pretty good. Okay, listen, I love it. Thanks very much, Annette.
Thank you, Colm.
Take care of yourself. See you. Ellen.
Yes, Colm.
How are you?
I'm not too bad. How are you?
I'm okay at the moment. So good. Tell us about your date.
Oh God, where do I start?
Mm.
I am with my husband now. Oh, Jesus, we're married. How long? 12 and a half years.
What? Were you asking me there how long you were married?
No, I'm just talking to myself here, sorry.
Well, you're talking to me as well. Keep up now, girl.
Okay, dokie.
Okay, so.
We're married 12 and a half years.
Yeah.
I met him at work.
Hmm.
A guy that I was working with was renting a room in his house and would regularly organise parties.
Right.
None of which my husband was actually aware were going on until he'd come home, you know.
Okay.
But we met through him, and unfortunately I was with somebody else at the time, so nothing ever happened. But we'd meet one another at work, and we'd always salute one another and say hi.
Yeah.
And then I left the company, and I got a different job, and I was out on a night out with the girls from work one night, met him. I was going into a chipper as he was coming out.
Okay.
And met him. He asked me for my phone number, which I gave. He never rang me, so I phoned him. And asked when we could meet up, and he happened to be working nights that week. And I said, what about the weekend? And he said he was going to a musical on Friday night. And I remembered that I had promised my parents I'd get tickets, and I had forgotten.
Right.
And I said, oh, God. I was meant to get tickets. He said, actually, I have a few spare tickets. How many do you need? I said, I need 3. He said, you won't believe this, but I actually have 3 spare tickets.
Fate.
So So I bought the tickets from him. I had him on one side and I had my father on the other side.
On your first date, you had your parents with you? Just your dad?
No, both parents.
Was your mum sitting on the other side of him?
My mother was on the other side of my father.
So your very first date was with your mum and dad?
Yes.
How embarrassing was that?
It actually wasn't.
I know it was, Ellen. Think back now. Be honest with yourself now.
It seemed a little awkward. And when I tell people, they honestly don't believe me. Mm. But I actually had him on one side and my father on the other side. And only for my parents meeting him that first night, we might actually not be married at all.
Okay, all right. There you go. So you would advise bringing your parents out on the first date?
Well, I wouldn't say I'd advise it, but it just happened to work out well for me.
Very good. I like that. I'm trying to think of dates that I've had, you know, when I was growing up, and if my parents were there, my God, what would have happened? I don't know. Listen,
well,
I'm going to give you...
They didn't sit around for the whole date.
Well, no. I need to go to an ad break.
I need to go to an ad break,
Ellen, and bringing my parents out after the ad break. I've got some tickets to Backstreet Boys. Would you like to go?
I'd love to.
Okay, you have two tickets to Backstreet Boys. They're yours.
That's brilliant. Thanks a million, Colin.
See you now. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. So bringing your parents out on the first date does work. I know. Colin, my first date in Donnell's pub in Dunleary went to see Lovebug. I ended up stripping to Patricia the stripper. Dave and Wicklow. I'm now married 29 years to the same... Dave started stripping to Patricia the stripper in a bar. Okay. I need to go.
Follow us on Twitter.
@ 42FM.